The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, May 25th. We'll tell you about a passenger plane forced to land and why it's sparking outrage around the world. And the three goals taking America's top diplomat to the Middle East. Also, two of the largest school districts in the country say goodbye to remote schooling. Plus, a new warning about backyard chicken coops, how you could win free flights for a year. And remember that Charlie Bit My Finger video? Wait until you hear how much it went for as an NFT. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. is getting even more involved in the crisis in the Middle East, with a top-ranking official now in the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is there and has three big priorities for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. One, strengthen last week's ceasefire. Two, start getting humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. And three, lay the groundwork for long-term peace talks that have been stalled for years. Of course, none of that is expected to come easily. While Blinken is overseas, he plans to visit Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, and Egypt, hoping to talk with several big leaders. But to be clear, even though he's meeting with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, he says he's not willing to see anyone from the militant Palestinian group Hamas. The U.S. considers Hamas to be a foreign terrorist organization, so that means the U.S. will instead rely on countries like Egypt to pass along messages to Hamas. And remember, Hamas is the group the Israeli military was exchanging rocket fire with before the truce last week. There was intense fighting in the region for 11 days that left hundreds of people dead, thousands hurt, and parts of the Gaza Strip destroyed. For now, at least, the ceasefire has been holding. But experts warn long-term tensions still exist, and the deal is pretty fragile. Over in Europe, there's new outrage over what some world leaders are calling a plane hijacking. The Belarus government used a fighter jet and a fake bomb scare to force a passenger plane to make an emergency landing. The Ryanair jet was supposed to be flying from Greece to Lithuania, but on the way, while over the capital of Belarus, flight controllers there told the crew there was a bomb threat against the plane, and a Belarus fighter jet escorted the plane to the ground. It was actually also authorities could arrest a journalist who was on board. That journalist has criticized the Belarus president, who, by the way, is widely known as Europe's last dictator. Now, the forced landing has sparked outrage around the world. Leaders in the European Union issued new economic penalties against Belarus and told planes to avoid the airspace over that country for now. Back home, President Biden says there needs to be an investigation. He called the Belarus president's decision to land the plane outrageous and said the journalist needs to be released. But the Belarus government is defending itself, saying it followed international aviation rules. To be continued. Today marks exactly 1 year since George Floyd was killed during a violent arrest in Minneapolis, setting off a wave of protests over racial injustice last summer. So today, President Biden is set to meet with Floyd's family at the White House. However, it's unlikely Biden will be able to give them the news he was hoping for, that Congress passed a police reform bill named after Floyd. The bill would, in part, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants at the federal level. It would also create a national registry for police misconduct and allow people to sue individual police officers. The bill passed the House a couple months ago, but it hasn't made it beyond the Senate yet. A bipartisan group of senators put out a statement this week, though, saying they're still negotiating a deal. By the way, there will also be several events around the country today meant to remember George Floyd. For example, there will be a community festival and candlelight vigil in Minneapolis. As for the former police officer who knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes and was convicted of murder, he's set to be sentenced next month and could face decades in prison. Two controversial measures are now on track to become law in two southern states. The first one is in Texas. Lawmakers there approved a bill to let people carry handguns without a license, and that means they won't need background checks or training. It's now headed to the governor's desk, and he says he'll sign it. Supporters of the bill say they just wanted to get rid of obstacles that might keep people from their constitutional right to bear arms. But opponents, including several law enforcement groups, say it's going to make police and the public less safe. To be clear, Texas isn't the first state to pass a measure like this. About two dozen others already have laws that allow some form of unregulated handguns. But Texas is going to be by far the most populous. This new law is expected to take effect September 1st. Another new state law that's getting nationwide attention was just passed in Florida. It says social media companies cannot ban political candidates in the state for more than 2 weeks. If they do kick them off their platforms, they'll face big fines. We're talking $250,000 a day. And it's not just about political candidates. The new law also lets regular people sue social media platforms. This is the first state law that targets how tech companies moderate speech. Florida's governor says it's needed to hold big tech accountable, but critics argue it gives the government too much power over online speech. Legal experts say the law is bound to face challenges in court. For now, the new law is set to take effect July 1st. It's a huge milestone for students and parents. The nation's two largest public school districts are going to be open for in-person classes 5 days a week starting this fall. We're talking about schools in New York City and Los Angeles. In LA, there will be a virtual option offered to families who aren't ready to send their kids back quite yet. In New York, classes will only be in person, but masks will likely still be required in both places. These are among the first big cities to announce totally in-person plans for the fall, but not the first in the country. Most places say they're expecting students to come back to the classroom at least some of the time. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a word about today's sponsor, BetterHelp.
If you have that nagging feeling that something is off or that something is stopping you from being your happiest self, please know you're not alone and it doesn't have to be that way. Whether it's the pandemic, work stress, family conflict, trauma, or anything else that's interfering with your life, BetterHelp can assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in a wide variety of areas, and everything you tell them stays completely confidential. You always connect in a safe and private online environment. And it's convenient and easy. You can send a message to your counselor anytime from the comfort of your own home. Plus, schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want. It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
We're now less than 2 months out from the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. So now Japan is cranking up efforts to get people vaccinated. Mass vaccination centers opened in Tokyo and Osaka this week. Those areas have been under a state of emergency since last month because of higher numbers of COVID-19 cases. The new state-run vaccine centers will be open 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, all summer. Japan says its goal is to vaccinate all seniors by the time the Olympics begin on July 23rd. As of this week, only about 4% of Japan's population has received at least one dose. Because of the lagging rate of vaccinations and rising cases, Japanese medical groups have called for the upcoming Olympics to be canceled or postponed. But the AP reports Japan's prime minister has no plans to delay the games, which were already delayed by 1 year because of COVID-19. Here in the U.S., United Airlines is trying to encourage more people to get vaccinated by offering free flights. The sweepstakes is called Your Shot to Fly. To win, members of the airline's loyalty program just have to upload their vaccination cards to the airline's app or website by June 22nd. Five winners, plus one guest apiece, will score free flights for a year. 30 other people will win a round-trip flight for two. Another travel reminder, Uber and Lyft are offering round-trip rides to vaccine sites. The program went live yesterday and continues until July 4th. Uber is offering $25 off each ride, and Lyft's voucher is $15 for each trip. Here's some new advice from the CDC that doesn't have anything to do with COVID-19. Don't kiss or snuggle with chickens. The CDC put out the new warning in response to a nationwide salmonella outbreak. The Federal Health Agency says hundreds of cases have been reported in 43 states, with dozens of people hospitalized. Officials say the number of illnesses is likely even higher, since not everyone is tested for salmonella. Either way, they say backyard chicken coops are probably to blame. So experts say it's important to remember that chickens are not pets, and the birds can get you sick even if they look clean. Symptoms of salmonella include fever and stomach issues. Young children and people with weakened immune systems are most at risk. One of the first videos to ever go viral on the internet has been sold as a non-fungible token, or NFT. The winner bid more than $760,000 for the rights to the famous Charlie Bit My Finger video. The 55-second clip featuring two brothers named Harry and Charlie was posted on YouTube in 2007. In case you haven't seen it, it's a pretty simple video. Baby Charlie bites Harry's finger twice and giggles adorably over Harry's reaction to it. And the world loved it. The original video has been seen more than 883 million times. Remember, the idea of an NFT is that a person can buy a unique digital file in the same way an art collector buys a painting. And sales of NFTs have been rising this year. As the Washington Post reports, buyers have spent more than $2 billion on NFTs during the first 3 months of this year. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, here's Erica once more with today's sponsor, Stamps.com.
Let's be real, going to the post office is not really how many of us want to spend our time. I know I've taken way too long to mail something out just because I felt I never had the time or energy to go wait in line at the post office. Well, good news, we don't have to do that anymore. Instead, join me in conveniently mailing and shipping anytime, anywhere, right from your home computer, thanks to Stamps.com. Send letters, ship packages. Once your mail is ready, you simply schedule a pickup or drop off. It's super simple. And you can actually get discounted rates from both USPS, UPS, and more. We're talking up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. And there's no risk. With our promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in NEWSWORTHY. That's stamps.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again.
Now, back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which is the only edible food that never goes bad? Connect with us over on Instagram to play along with our trivia and news quizzes today, right in our Instagram stories. Just find and follow us at The Newsworthy Pod. As for last week's trivia question, how many bones do sharks have in their bodies? This is actually a bit of a trick question. The answer is zero. That's right. Sharks don't have any bones. Their bodies are made of cartilage. That's the same type of connective tissue that's in our ears and nose. Cartilage is lighter and more flexible than bones. This allows sharks to move easily in the water without putting out a lot of energy. All right. Thank you for turning to The Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.